Morning, everyone, and welcome to another Coffee Tea with me. Today it is an honor to bring back a good friend of the community, Lady T. She is not riding on a horse. All right.
All right. You're so fun.
Discussing her 10 tips for skincare while healing toxic disease, coming to your email immediately. So in the event you have some questions, you will be able to see what she is actually going to be talking about. So, it's landed in my inbox, and it's on every one of your inboxes, and I can hear the chimes keep chiming. All right. You all got it. Okay, so now let's get back to this other cursor. Okay, and let's welcome 248. Is that Lori?
Hi, yes, it is.
Very good. 248 is Lori, that is. And then I think it is Mr. and Mrs. What's their names? Diana.
Yes, it is.
Welcome.
Better late than never.
No. All right, now we got to... Okay. And welcome Catherine to the desert, but I muted you. All righty. So, like I said, we're welcoming Lady T today, who did that article on the 10 skin things she wants to share with you while trying to heal from toxic disease. You got it, Mel. Good. So without further ado, let me say hello, Lady T, and welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here. And so Mel wanted me to start off with just sharing a little bit about my story. And, excuse me, it actually ties into what made me want to reach out to him and offer to write this little 10 tips article. Because I think that one thing early on when I was recovering from this is I made the mistake of keeping my skin too clean, and that hindered me really understanding my progress. So it's really just about giving back. We know a few people that are in AA right now, so just some family members. And I don't know if anybody knows like about Alcohol Anonymous, but one of the steps that they're on is they have to also give back. They have, like, a responsibility to, I mean, even we know this, like, in most areas, you have to give a reason for the hope that is in you, or you have to give a reason to share your story as a part of the cycle of learning and giving back. And so I was so just grateful that I had the time to write this little article, and I know it might not be what everybody needs, but it was just sharing some of my journey. And Mel, thank you so much for just being receptive to it, and Mel, thank you. I've already thanked him a few times for all that he does. You know, but in a way, I feel like my recovery wouldn't have been possible if I never found Mel and the Logos products. I mean, maybe they would have, but I just don't think so. I think that it was the Logos products that really worked for me, along with all the protocol. And then the other thing just to mention about me is I can really be thick-headed. Like, I can be real stubborn. I'm real skeptical. And so I take a little bit of time to digest. I think Emily Dickinson, she wrote a poem, and it said, "Truth must dazzle gradually, or every man blind." And so sometimes when we hear new information, it's almost like a blinding light in the face, so we're resistant. And Mel talks about this with his coaching, repetition. He has to say the same thing sometimes hundreds of times because it takes us that long to get it. And then just the very last thing before we dive into this little 10 tips is to remember that you're on the site and a lot of you are like soaking up and looking for tips and stuff. But we also discover what we need. We don't want to reinvent the wheel, right? No way. We don't want to reinvent the wheel. So do stay open to finding what you need for you. And that's how like a lot of this came about. I was like, not reinventing the wheel. I was reading stuff on the site or other places and just soaking up like what I could find. And then I was also finding what worked for me. And so even though after all this time, you guys have to admit that his protocol is pretty comprehensive. There's a lot of good stuff going on here with the cold plunges or the cold showers. So it's pretty comprehensive, but it doesn't mean that there's not room for a few more tips that might come from you. And so while you're on your healing journey, stay open, you know, let God lead you. You never know what you'll discover that could be like an elixir, even for just some people, because everyone has different co-infections. So that's kind of my story of like what brought me back here. It's just a small chance to give back a little. And so with that in mind, before I begin, is there anything else, Mill, that you want me to go over? Or?
Well, I just think that the one thing that I said to you today that we both smiled and acknowledged is the joy of recovery, honey. Tell them what that feels like.
Oh, my gosh. It's, like, amazing. Like, when you – it's just amazing when you get your life back. But I will say this, though. It happens gradually. Like, all of a sudden, you're just like, oh, my gosh, I didn't need to, like, shower before I went to bed. And then, you know, it's like the next morning, you're like, oh, my gosh, like, I went to bed. I didn't need to shower. And – or, like, oh, I didn't need to do my nose 4 times yesterday. So I will say that it, like, it kind of creeps in. Suddenly you're just like getting better and you're doing more and your life kind of goes on. For me, it wasn't like a big 360, but early on it was like when I discovered the brine, which is, let me see, I think it's tip number 6 here. No, it's tip number 2. So like early on is when I really felt more of the joy and the ecstatic stuff. But as you get like better and better, it's just like, it kind of creeps in and then you end up doing more. Like Mel was just saying about somebody who has all that energy to work in their yard. And by the way, excuse me, if you can hear a little bit of congestion, I did have a slight flu or cold this week. And that was something that Mel and I talked about was I get sick less. And I think Mel said like, he can feel a cold coming on and it'll go away. And like, I hardly ever get sick. And then when I do, my recovery is fast. It's like amazing. So I want to remind everybody that when you're recovering from toxic disease, you are healing your terrain. You're becoming this mean fighting machine. Your bio-terrain is going to be so healthy. And so you can enjoy that for years and years to come. Am I right, Mel?
Well, I stay on the protocol all this time, and I take Adam's Vitality and Joint Marvel along with the basic protocol, and I'm still a wild man at 76 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I make no bones about it. I chase redheads in Walmart. So, because, you know, I'm probably the healthiest person my age that I know, honest. Okay, now I don't know that many my age because not that many are making it anymore to this.
Mm-hmm.
But really, you stay with this protocol and you take these lessons with you and you're going to have a better end game, meaning the rest of your life.
Well, and remember Mike, he has the mundane approach to Morgellons or whatever. I know he's your good friend and I just love Mike so much. And Mike talked about how he thinks that he was prone for cancer. He thinks he was cancer bound. I think that was my case too. I think I was on the path to that. And I would much rather have to recover from this, even though I know you said it's harder, Mel. But like right before I got sick, I had a skin tag on my tongue. And I remember going to the doctor, I think it was like about 2 years before I got sick. And we did like a cash negotiation price for him to like remove it. And and it was great. But I remember feeling like so not empowered, right? I remember feeling so at a loss. Like, oh my gosh, like I didn't, and I knew a little bit. I've always known about vitamins. I thought I knew a lot more than I did. And so anyways, after getting sick and now knowing all this, I remember that day and I remember how I felt like I was so at the mercy of doctors that are so quick to slice and burn and poison you. That's just our medical system, the big pharma. They really, I mean, this whole alternative thing is just not what they're taught in medical school. And so some naturopaths and some doctors like go on that route and everything. But that's like a big, big thing for me is like to walk away from this feeling empowered. It was worth the nightmare in the beginning, the nightmare years. and just the, I don't know, it's like, it's priceless to me. It's priceless. And the best thing that happened to me was toxic disease. The absolute best thing. I'm so grateful. And I have a picture of me from 2010, and you can just see how toxic my eyes were. I was always a good weight, so it wasn't like I was overweight, but I was at a funeral with my son, and I just know how I felt like crap. My gut health, I didn't know how to clean my gut. I knew about herb cleanses, and I had done them, but I really just needed the Logos protocol to restore. And this is kind of how I look at the Logos protocol. And I'll remind you, that I thought some of it was just a little bit of a hoax. Oh, they're just trying to sell products or whatever. Like when the CoQ10, I thought that was a fad. And there was a protocol that I was on with for like cleansing parasites. And you take like the highest dose of CoQ10 that you can take. And needless to say, like I felt amazing. But when I mentioned the Logos protocol, and what I learned about the CoQ10 was that we stopped making it after a certain age. The enzymes, the flora, they all work in synchronicity. And one of the things that I make is a pancake recipe. And I know that there's a lot in the forum. And like when I make my pancakes, right, with almond flour and coconut flour and eggs, if I forget the salt and the baking soda, they don't really come out right. Right? They don't, there's just something a little bit missing. And if I don't add a little bit of stevia, and to me, that's kind of like what the protocol is. It's like this recipe. Yeah, sure, you might not think you need the CoQ10, or you might not need that liver CS. You might just need the yellows, but they all work in a special little way to complement each other and to restore your terrain. Even though I know it might not sound like it right now, but so excuse me.
Oh, sounds like an ad for Oaks. I mean, holy moly. John would be here, he'd have fallen out of his chair. Honey, I keep telling these people that same thing. The synergy of this protocol was developed over the course of 17 years now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Before that, it was John's daddy, who I tell these people I knew him before I even knew John. I didn't know his daddy had a son. I knew Jill before I knew John. Okay?
Oh, you're kidding. Wow.
No, I was buying... Oh, here's a good one for ugly Americans, boys and girls. I was buying the thymic formula and having it shipped out here from the day I moved out of Georgia. And when I called Jill and I told her the story that they told me at the cancer clinic that I was going to be dead by Christmas because I was the first confirmed case of Morgellons in Nevada, and I started crying... She told John later that day, and the next day he called me and said, how can we help? But I told Jilly, she said, how could you get sick on the thymic? She said, how many were you taking a day, Mel?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, one. She said,
that's
one.
That's what I remember. You didn't take enough. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Mel, did you read the label? I said, no, I'm an ugly American. What do you want out of me? And she said, well, I don't want anything out of you, but you know what happens now. Well, anyway, you know, I didn't understand any of that back then. I was, and I really learned to be thy own physician, because remember, I was in a wheelchair on and off for 32 years because there was no doctor in Europe, in America, in Mexico, who was willing to try to do a hip replacement for me. They all said it was the worst hip they ever saw, until the magician came along in 2012 and gave me my legs back. Okay? So, I mean, you learn. I mean, because no one is going to do a better job on you if you learn to listen to your body and feel yourself, be in touch with yourself, you are the best doctor you can get.
Amen to that. Amen.
Let's get on with the top 10 before we all start crying.
No, it's, yeah, oh, the joy, though. And I want to just encourage everybody and remind you to just keep the protocol going, stay the course. Remember that the process is important, and I know it feels like a valley, but there's many, many good things going on. So the first thing that I shared was just the ant analogy, and it was just that if you imagine that someone discovered, like, an ant infestation in their yard, it's kind of like the same thing with when you realize that you break out with toxic disease. There were things going on inside of your body, maybe even from the time that you were in the womb, right? So maybe. So they say that some people, your toxic load began by shots that your mother got or food that your mother ate. And so our toxic assault began a long, long time ago. I had scarlet fever when I was 2 years old, and that required like really strong antibiotics. And so I believe, and also with a lot of dental work, that was part of my big thing. And what I really love, there's so many things that I can thank Mel for that I take away. But one of the things, and I think, Mel, you might want to correct me on this, but you say don't spend so much time figuring out where it came from. Don't spend so much time figuring out what. Not in the past. Your focus should be on the healing. And so if we all just think about this universally. What?
Honey, I preached the same song for 13 years.
And I love that, you know? And so, like, with the ant analogy, I could keep talking about, oh, that the ants came from the neighbors because they don't treat their lawn. Oh, the ants came because the chemical company didn't come 2 years in a row, or we'd use a non-toxic formula and it didn't work. It doesn't matter what caused it. I mean, a little bit it does because you want to, like, prevent. But really the thing is you just want to make sure you understand how to treat the problem. And with the ant analogies, you want to get into the lower terrain where the tunnels are, where the queen is, and stuff like that. And so when it comes to our body, and I know that there's some people on here who are like, well, I don't overly treat my skin. So this was just for anybody who might do that, because I do know a lot of people, that's the normal thing that you do. When you first break out, you go to the doctor and you're like, I've got all these sores, or I don't know, I'm itching, or I've got all this stuff. And the saddest thing is when people get diagnosed with delusional parasitosis, when, oh my gosh, like there's a documentary right now, and it's a guy who is the so-called expert. He took one class in psychiatry, one class, and he's the one who's diagnosing with parasitosis. When there's a checklist that you have to rule out like 11 things before you can even come close to that diagnosis. So one class is nothing compared to years of working and years of experience with it. In addition to that, he's never even taken samples of people's skin, right? And so, like, I read about a study once where a guy was taking samples of, like, a sore, and he was only taking two samples, which he thought was pretty great. And then this is an old, old study, and when the person had passed away, well, he had the cadavers and things like this, and he had the chance to actually test these sores, and he could do it to 1/25th. And that was when he found out what were in these sores, right? So I think that there's bad science when people are so quick to diagnose, and people who go there and are lay people, they don't know how to challenge that. And so my heart just goes out to those people who were diagnosed with that because they don't get their coverage. They don't sometimes get disability. And so let's get back to this ant analogy. Or do you have anything on that, Mel?
No, I mean, you know, it's going back to earlier. You know, I tell them, forget about the past. I can't change that. But if
right.
you'll listen to me, if you'll do what I ask you to do, and handle the homework assignments I want to give you, and sometimes give you a kick in the butt, it's only because I think you need it or you're not going to hear me. You know, I mean, do you understand? I mean, nobody loves it, you know, my coaching. But those who listen get better. Do you agree?
I do. Under the ant analogy, there was just the two examples that I had, and one was where I was always, if my skin was clear, I thought I was getting better, and it wasn't necessarily the case for my gut health. And I will say this, that cost me a lot of time, everybody, because as long as I was keeping my skin clear, I thought that things were better. But as soon as I went off, like I was in the sauna, and I was swimming in the pool a lot, and I was like taking, you know, just showers and stuff. So it's not to say that, oh, if someone doesn't take a shower for a couple of days, that means that you're fine. It's just that I had this wrong sense of thinking. And then I shared the friend example, who's actually somebody who is still struggling with this. She's putting 2 heaping teaspoons of sugar in her coffee, and she's going to the doctor. She had all these teeth removed. And she does. I did send her a month starter of Logos. And so she does know about the site. She's been there, but she's just kind of all over the place. And she's still what I would call a doctor person. And there's nothing wrong with that. We've been trained to ask your doctor, ask your doctor, ask your doctor. And guess what? We're not here to slam at any doctors. We're not even here to practice medicine. In fact, Mel will say that. Work in tandem with your doctor. Find a doctor who's open to things. And so my mom, her kidney doctor, he loved her aloe vera. And in fact, that's going to be one of the points coming up. Logos might be making an aloe vera soon. But so if you can find a doctor that is holistic and that is speaking your same language, but we've been trained to ask our doctor, ask our doctor. And I started getting like boots in the head from the time I was a teenager. And I realized that how complacent or how lackadaisical their treatments were. And even when my son was in fourth grade, he couldn't sleep at night because he had so much mucus, and I got him off of milk, right? And he was like, Mom, it was the milk. Like, we all had this epiphany. And our next well visit with our doctor, she was scolding me for not giving my kids cow's milk. What? So we did find a new, you know, doctor. But so it's just been a long time. We have to remember that they are trained a certain way. And also, this lady was very overweight and not healthy looking. And so it's not to put down anybody. We're here for educational purposes. We're here to grow and to learn so that we can make informed decisions together. Would we agree to that? Amen. Okay. So the next one, anyone have any questions on that before I move on to the brine?
All right, hang on. If you have a question about ants or anything that you've heard so far, please hit *5 now. You know, Peter would yell at you if he was here because he swears there's no bugs.
Who? Who is that?
Peter. You remember Peter?
Yeah. What about Peter?
He would yell at you because when you brought up ants because he swears there's no bugs.
Really?
Really, but that's all right. That's just my joke about him because, sweetie, there's at least 6 or 7 different kinds of nanoparasitic bugs in us. Get this. The
that's why I believe that remember when I was mentioning like the CoQ10 and the flora, but that's even where the silver comes in. And that's even where the WPS comes in. It's all synergistic. And it's because exactly of what you said, there are those nanoparticles. And also, we also have co-infections that we might have had along the way that we picked up. So nobody's journey is identical. So like Gail or Tia or Rockin' Robin, right? Like all these people, we all have something very universal, very similar, but then we have our own unique extra journey. Am I right?
Everybody has multiple co-infections. Nobody that I've now come to learn over the 13 years has just one thing wrong. There was an evolution, like an onion, okay, growing in you. And it could have been from birth. It could have been a tick bite. It could have been a terrible accident. It could have been the collapse of the immune over emotional distress, sugar, all kinds of things. Because we have the candies, we have the mold, we have the Lyme, we have the Morgellons, and now we have the COVID, the stick, you know. Let's get stuck and they'll really be sure to kill us.
Ooh, woohoo, no, no, no.
Yeah, I know how you feel.
Yeah. Okay, so the brine is on the number 2 right now.
No, let's go ahead on to 2 because there were no questions.
Okay, great. And so I wanted to, this one was number 2, but this was a turning point for me. Even like you would think that, oh my gosh, like I'm better would have been, but this was like when I was able to like function again because I was able to spend like a whole day doing something and not being like weighed down with this. So now that we have established that the focus shouldn't be too much on the skin, we still need to make it through a day. And so rinsing with a skin brine, it changed my life. And this is the main thing I wanted to share when I reached out to Mel. And I would mix in pink salt and baking soda and just with water and a little bit of oil. And I would pour it over my body and it quieted everything down. It was amazing. And it still can be used now. I don't really need it. But it was just amazing. And it just quieted everything down. And so, and you don't even have to take a bath. You can pour it over in the shower. I put a little tub down there and it would catch all the water. And then you'd pour it over again. So to me, this was my biggest point of like feeling like a normal person again, of like coming back to life. And that was really what I wanted to share. Like, So I would kind of, once in a while, I'd be like, I really need to share this with Mel and the people who are healing from this. And so I was like so honored to come back. It might not be what anybody needs. And then you can add DE to it. So the diatomaceous earth, when you put a little bit in that, sometimes after the brine, I would just pat the DE on and let it dry. But there's many ways that you can work with it. And then going down here, that leads to the number 3 foot soak. And then we'll see if there's any questions after that. But the foot soak is kind of similar to the brine because it's about the stuff that treats the skin, right, from the outside. So when I made the little foot soak, if you can see it on number 3, it's just with DE, so the diatomaceous earth, with MMS, or the water purifier, and then a couple drops of DMSO. And that, my friends, is something that another thing I had to learn the journey with. It is powerful because it has such a delivery mechanism. It what it does is it crosses the barrier and it allows stuff to be delivered. And so when I would do like the foot soaks with this, I would start off just soaking my feet up to my ankles, and then I would splash it on my calves, and then I would splash the water over my whole body if I could. If it was in the kitchen, it'd be a little bit hard, but if it was outside, it was easier, and I would wear dark clothes. And then later, when I was talking to my stepdaughter, this was actually a little while ago, my stepdaughter has 2 children now, and she said that she learned like a tip from, she goes, I don't know how good this tip is because it was from Facebook, and she said, but I learned a tip that it said that if your children are ever having a really hard day, water is a really great solution for calming them, for soothing them, or for just enlivening them and bringing them back to life, a refreshment. And I thought that was so interesting because I noticed that whenever I would do the brine and pour it over my body, or whenever I would do the foot soak, I felt like so amazing. So it wasn't just from, there's a little bit of feedback.
No, I got her. I muted her. People come in and okay. They don't realize they're making noise, and it takes me a second to get to that browser and then mute them out.
All right. Well, you're so good at this, Mel. But so I realized with the foot soak was for physical refreshment, and it calmed the symptoms, right? The brine and the foot soak, but it was also psychological. There was mental refreshment. And as much as possible, and you all know this from the forum, as much as possible, we need to laugh, we need to have joy, we need refreshment, we need to just, I don't know, we need to focus on whatever we can do that keep our spirits up. And I can't believe it, but now I realize, like, when I would do those foot soaks, and here I am splashing my body, how fun it was, right? And I'm pouring it, I'm dripping it over, and then I would have 2 kitchen towels that I would leave on the floor, and guess what I would do? I would take them with my feet, and I would wipe up the whole floor. Now, imagine this. I'm feeling better physically. I'm feeling better mentally. And my floor is crystal clean. And then I would put away my foot-soaking tub. I put the towels to wash. What a beautiful way to end the day. Or what a beautiful feeling. And so that's what we're learning about, is like this mental refreshment. This is empowerment, my friends. Taking control of our health. Finding what we need for us. And so that's what I put for number 3, and just another way to use the MMS. All right, Mel, I'll let you see if there's any questions on that.
Well, some of the new people who are really getting well in a hurry, come to understand not to be afraid of MMS. You know how bad the government was on me and us back in the day until we changed it to WPS, water purification, because every government in the world uses it in their water purification system, so they couldn't bug us anymore. But boy, when we called it the magic mineral solution, they were all over us because Big Pharma hated it.
Mm-hmm. It kept me away from it. Like, I would take it, and then I was sluggish. Again, I want to remind everybody that I am so skeptical. I've just seen so many people not know what they're talking about. I've just seen so many people think that they do, but they're in egregious error. And remember, there was a time we were watching Elizabeth One, the documentary, and they were bloodletting people, like they were taking out their blood, trying to heal the humors and the bile. There was a time that we didn't cover wounds because we thought they only needed air. And there is a time that they need air. We oh my gosh, there are so many examples in history of medical people that get it wrong. And so I will admit that I was super skeptical. And now I just love the WPS, the water purification. I travel with it. I love it. And Mel, I can't even tell you how many people might need to thank you for their gum health, because I would give some in a little bottle and I would just say, hey, just try rinsing with this. I would tell them what it was so there's no surprises. And I just know so many people that have healed their gums with it. Like, this stuff is, it's a bomb. And you're right. They even use it in pool cleaners, like Pool Shock. And so it's used all over the world, especially in Europe, and they want to keep us away from it. And I don't know why.
Well,
but I'm glad that people, what?
To the profits of Big Pharma, when something so cheap does so many things good. Were you around when my dentist came on and did her show for me?
No, but I know you told me about your dentist, so.
Okay, well, you know, she's a friend, and she's been here for dinner, and we've gone out, and when I didn't have a car, she used to drive me around so I could get groceries. I mean, she's a friend. But in 2006, she wanted me to get periodontal, you know. And in 2010, she said, man, what's happened? And I said, well, what do you mean? She says, well, you used to have fours, fives, sixes. That's why I sent you to periodontist. I said, I never went. She said, I heard. And she said, now you have one twos and twos and three, one three. She said, what is it? I said, oh, it's MMS. She said, what's that? I said, Magic Mineral Solution. She said, well, what do you do with it? Well, let's see. If I think I'm going to get a sore throat, I'll gargle.
Mm-hmm.
And I always started brushing my teeth 3 times a week out of 7 days with it. She says, what do you mean? I said, well, I have an electric toothbrush, a regular toothbrush, and a water pick. So one day I use toothpaste, one day I use WPS on the regular toothbrush, and then one day I use regular toothbrush, then I did the water pick, one day toothbrush, and then the next day the soft toothbrush. But I always used it at least 3 or 4 times a week, and that's why my gums got better. Well, I can't go for my, not twice a year cleaning, my annual cleaning, because WPS will keep your teeth cleaner than your toothpaste. But I have to take her WPS so she has it at home for her own teeth. She has not ever taken a tooth out of my mouth that wasn't the cause of an accident. And you know, I still do this to this day because I want to keep what teeth I have. I really like filet mignon and chicken parmesan and, you know, things
mm-hmm.
like that. And you need teeth. So, I mean,
I know.
And I know it works. I mean, you know, and she knows it works. And she was willing, at the risk of being getting in trouble, coming and doing a show. Her name is Rosalind Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. You might put her name in the search engine, and it might take you right to that call. But, I mean, hey, you know,
I mean,
I'm blessed. I have a great doctor who understands that I think my medicine is better than hers, but we've been friends since 1999. I have a really good dentist who I'm a closer friend than even with my doctor, who uses the WPS herself and understands that. She told me, she says, you got more lies than a cat. She says, every time something happens, you come back and you're a little bit better. I said, yeah, kryptonite. Got to have kryptonite to hurt me.
You know what, though, Mel? That is more good news, because this is, means we have better dental health, right? So when I talked about feeling empowered from all of this in the very beginning of this call, like, you just shared another thing that we can feel more empowered about for better gum health and better teeth health. I'm a big steak eater, too. Filet or ribeye or anything like that. And, like, it doesn't even matter. Like, we just want our gum health. We want to be healthy so our quality of life stays up. And it's just, this can be such a wonderful thing when we heal and recover and we take away all these lessons and then we give back a little, right? And so I was wondering, Mel, if I could, it's just a couple minutes, if I could do a square breathing technique with during this call. I need it because I'm still recovering from whatever I had this week.
Okay.
Would you mind if I, all right, it's just 2 minutes. I'm going to still... So I'm going to actually play the audio track, and then I'm going to invite...
Slow down. We got a couple
okay.
of questions, and if we
okay.
have time, these calls run 90 minutes, and that's it, because people can't handle more when they're new.
I don't blame them. But let me do this first. It's 1 minute, and I just, because I need to do the square breathing for me, and I kind of feel led to. So it's literally, it'll take 1 minute, and then I'll do 1 minute of breathing, and then we'll take the questions, okay?
All right.
All right, ready? Here it goes, so everyone can listen.
Square breathing technique. Square breathing is a technique used to reduce your anxiety, thereby enabling you to gain more control over your breathing pattern. It is also meant to balance and cleanse your entire nervous system by inhaling and exhaling in equal proportions. Method. It is called square breathing because you create a box with your breath in this way. Take a deep breath in for 4 seconds. Suspend or hold your breath for 4 seconds. Breathe out slowly for 4 seconds. Bend or hold your breath for 4 seconds. Count at a speed that is comfortable to you. When you become more familiar with using the technique, you will naturally find yourself counting at a lower pace. As you get better and your lung capacity expands, you can increase the number of seconds from 4 to 5 to 6 and so forth.
All right, thank you. I was doing that with her, and so we know this, that heart health is in our breath, right? So when you're all your energy systems that are in the core of your body, and then they run out through these electrical, I don't want to call them chakras, but that's kind of what they're called, or nadis. And so anytime that we use the breath to cool our body down or use the breath to help us heal. So Mel, thank you for letting me share that, because I do box breathing all the time. And it's where you inhale and then you hold it. And then you exhale. And for me, when my breathing is shallow, it's that bottom of the box. It's the pause before the inhale that I know I've had to bring more breath into my lungs. And if anybody out there has not experienced this yet, when you start breathing into the back of your lungs, the lower level, and when you start getting all that pent-up air out of your lungs, it's amazing. You will feel so good. And I'm not sure if you can hear it, but anytime that I work on my breathing during this call, I can feel my voice getting better, right? So when I start to get that shallow breathing, I do my box breathing, and I feel that my voice is stronger.
All right.
Mel, thank you so much.
All right.
Okay, we're ready for question.
No, I'm going to tell you that one habit that I picked up when I got ill that I never had before in my whole life was whistling. And I felt that when you go through toxic disease, you are deprived of a certain amount of oxygen. And therefore, by whistling, I was promoting better breathing.
You sure were. Well,
you know, I didn't even ever know. I wasn't sure if I was whistling because I was lonely or because my father used to whistle. I wasn't sure, but I picked it up when I got sick. And to this day, they'll all tell you, sometimes on the call, I get so relaxed that I start whistling and they all start laughing in the background.
You do. You're not a very good whistler, but you do it.
Oh no, I know I do it. You know, and you know me. I don't care. All righty, that first hand I saw was Mr. Kip and Doty. Come on in, Kip, buddy.
All right, nice. All right, hey, I know you'll be able to tell me where to find all this information on the website, but would it be okay if Lady T went over the brine solution again? Just the ingredients?
Okay, it's in your email. It is in your email, buddy.
Okay, perfect.
Open your email right there, right in front of you.
Got it. Okay, done. Dodie, do you have a question for anybody yet?
For mail, later date.
Later date. Okay, we're good here. Thank you.
All right. Who was that?
That was Kip and Dodie.
Okay, so nice to meet you guys. And the one thing I just wanted to say about the brine was that it wasn't just like mental refreshment. Because it was the MMS and a little bit of DMSO, I think it was also, you know, permeating some of whatever was making it to the skin. So it was also healing the skin as well. All right, go ahead.
Scott, thank you.
Yeah.
All righty. Hey, you know, we have 3 couples that I call the honeymooners, and that was one of them. And the second one is coming up now, and that is Diane and Paul, Mr. and Mrs. What's-His-Name, because they're actually spies for the British government.
Yeah. But keep it on the down low, okay, Mel?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Diane of the
Hi, Diane
of Paul. So, hi. What is DSMO? Whenever we use an acronym, sometimes I get lost. What is that?
Well, so you can look it up, and you can look up the history of it, but because of DMSO, I'll explain it in just a second. Because of it, it is why we have so many, this is why we have transplants. So it's dimethyl sulfoxide, and it's, so this is the story of it. It's a byproduct of the papermaking process. It was discovered in Germany during the 19th century. It's colorless liquid, and it can also, like when you take it, you can sometimes smell a little foul odor coming from you. It was approved for use by the Food and Drug Administration like years ago, right, for chronic like bladder use. And because of this, it crosses like a cell barrier. It can cross even the blood-brain barrier that not a lot of things can. But because it absorbs so like quickly into the skin, you really have to make sure that you don't touch any like chemicals afterwards. Like there's times that I've used it and I'm like, is there any on my hand still? So I don't use like certain soaps or whatever. Just be like really, really careful. But just a couple drops goes a long way. And actually the people that sell the WPS, when I first started using it, when it was what Mel talked about as MMS, they didn't sell DMSO with it, right? But now they do because it's just so powerful and you only need one drop. A lot goes a long way. And what it does is it just can go in and it can, it's, all right, so this is what I heard too. I did a lot of research on this, and so I have notes and files around like an old hard drive somewhere. But one of the things that I found out was that there was like a cancer clinic who was using DMSO, and they only needed 25% of the chemicals that they were using. Now, let me just point out that I think Mel could agree with me. We don't recommend the necessarily way that they go about treating cancer in our culture. I don't recommend the chemical burn and the poison route because I think that you need to rebuild the terrain. But I did think this was interesting that there was a lab or like this treatment place that they only needed to use 1/4 of the chemical because DMSO was so powerful. It was so powerful. So you get more bang for your buck, right?
Right. Let me just make it simpler because it's like something that can break down the barriers that allows the medicine to infiltrate better.
Can we get it on Amazon or where do you get it?
Whoa. Before anybody gets anything, they're going to discuss it with John and myself.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
First go do the research so you have the knowledge. You take anybody's word for it and shame on you. We told you to be your own physician.
Mm-hmm.
Do the work and then you get the results. And again, people want to try something new, I'd say you should run it by John and I because the one thing that Lady T and I will definitely agree on is everybody's body is different.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's sensitivity level is certainly different because I don't have a patent answer for every question.
Yeah, I was just looking to do that foot soak, so I was going to experiment with that foot soak.
And you could do the foot soak without the DMSO. I did it for a long time without the DMSO. And then felt led to add a couple drops sometimes. And so I apologize. I thought everybody used a drop of DMSO with their WPS. So, Mel, I had no idea. So, I'm sorry about that.
Let's move on.
I got one other question.
Okay, sounds good.
Good question. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I looked up, I also was interested in the hand sanitizer with aloe that you were talking about from Target. But I looked on the Target website and I looked on Amazon that raw sugar sanitizer, the one that I saw didn't show that it had any aloe in it from raw sugar. Are you still getting it at Target?
Well, no, I don't need it. I don't get it anymore. I still have a lot of bottles. And so, like, because I got it on, like, a major clearance sale, which is how God always blesses me. And I mean this, like, I want to remind everybody that God will provide what you need. And I can't even tell you, like, I walked into a place and they were actually giving out free bottles of sanitizer, the kind that I liked with aloe in it. And, like, I've shared about the soap, and that's going to be coming up for the next tip. And, like, it was only $1.49 a bottle, but my mother lives in Florida. I mean, $1.49 a bar. It was for one of the soaps that I loved. And my mother calls me, and she's like, hey, Yvette. I mean, I'm sorry. Hey, Lady T. She said, hey, the soap is on sale for 39 cents a bar. And I will tell you, I actually thought about trying to buy enough so that John could give everybody a bar with their, like, next logos package, but they only had, like, 20 bars left. But that's still a desire of my heart, is to, if I ever find anything that's amazing, and if it's John approved or Mel approved, that we could, like, send it to everybody. So I'm still not, like, putting that idea out of the question. But I just have to tell you about our God and how he provides so much. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And, like, so if they don't have that anymore, that means they changed the formula. And I know that Aldi's has an aloe vera one, but just check around. Any brand that has aloe vera is really what you want to give a try to. And as long as it has, like, a good ethyl alcohol or a good little alcohol content. Did you find any other ones?
What do you think the minimum is? It like 70% alcohol? Is that a good borderline?
I think even 60, but it's not. Yeah, I think even 60. And you might want to experiment because, you know, they change formulas all the time. And but it's pretty amazing the way that just melted things off. Like, I'm pretty amazed at how wonderful that was. And I know it was a combination of the little bit of alcohol and the little bit of aloe vera. And you can also buy fresh aloe leaves. So we have, like, a store that I find mine at. But maybe you could even mix your own. Like, take some fresh aloe and put a couple drops of rubbing alcohol in there and see if you could make your own. That's just a suggestion.
Yeah,
all right.
I did.
Well, anything else, Diane? Because, really, this is going to call. It's not going to go 2 hours. We're not going to get through it.
Yeah. I was looking for a brief answer.
Yeah, I know, but she can't give a brief answer. She's got too much science behind her. All right. Is that
you,
Yolanta?
Hi, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Actually, Mel, it's for you about the teeth. How do you use the WPS on your toothbrush? Do you use it straight, or do you...
All right, I'll tell you. Stop. Good. All right. You have a little shot glass?
Yes.
All right. So you take 5 drops of WPS, and you go ahead and put it in a shot glass. All right. That must be Brian, the daddy. All right. Let me mute them. All right. And then you run the water nice and cold, and you fill it about 3/4 of the way up. And then when I'm using either the electric or the regular toothbrush, I just keep sticking the brush in until it's all gone. And then I get a shot of cold water and rinse my mouth out at the end. Now, when I put it in the, what is that thing called again? That pumps the water through your gums.
Water pick.
Right. When I use the water pick, I use 7 drops. Now, you don't need any acid. Your gums will provide all the acid necessary to activate it. And you'll notice when you brush your teeth out in the beginning, when you spit the water back into the sink, I mean, it's not gross. It's just a lot dirtier than it used to be, which is going to be a good sign for your teeth and gums. Because it really works. I mean, people who don't think I'm crazy when I talk about this and use it, everybody loves it because it works. I didn't make it work. I didn't invent it to work. I just remember, you know, having discussions with Dennis Richard, Jim Humble, Andres Clocker. I mean, all these guys that were really way gung-ho in those old days when we were considered criminals because we loved this stuff. And they would tell me stories. And one of the stories was about teeth. So, I mean, hey, these were the only criminals I hung out with at the time. So I tried it.
And lo and behold, it worked. So I shared it. And lo and behold, it worked for others. So then I brought the dentist, and she did a show. And lo and behold, more people started to use it. And here's a witness. And, you know, we can ask people who do the happy dance if they used it, and most of them are going to tell you, yeah, it's wonderful. But most people don't come back and help out. That's the sad part. But it is what it is. I told Yvette, it's like children. They grow up and they're gone, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because
the way that I use it,
always newbies.
Yep. Hey, Mo, the way that I use it, I was lazy. I just put a drop from the bottle right into my mouth, and I would swish it around with a little bit of water.
Oh, I put eight drops in a short glass, warm water, and I usually gargle 3-4 times till I can't take it anymore. And I mean, I gargle. I swish it through my teeth. I gargle it. I just don't drink it. And I keep spitting it out. Never get a sore throat, ever. And if you do, you'll get rid of it in a day and a half. 3 times. Boom, it's gone.
So I want to mention, too, that, like, people listening, that if you start to study, like, some of the physiology, like, you can look up facial feedback theory from Laird out of the 70s, or you can look up Amy Cuddy's power poses. But the things that we do to our body, it changes our composition, right? So when you force a smile, it can actually change your whole blood chemistry. And when Mel is whistling or when Mel is gargling, like, gargling can also open up your throat chakra that gets clogged a lot. So try not to look down too much. Try not to close off your throat. Like, if you can, lift your head up. Even if you're on your phone, look up at your phone. But whistle, like you said, and gargling, it can do so much for your body and your chemistry of your body. And so getting back to that, the next one was just bentonite clay.
All right, hold on. We got one more question.
Okay,
but
sorry about that.
We got to pace up. You're going to have to learn to talk like you're from Manhattan.
Okay.
All right, Robin, go ahead. Rockin' Robin, okay? One of the real, real pro helpers on the website. And she is our prayer warrior, our number one prayer warrior. Come in, Robin. Oh, she always, 4 years later, and she has trouble unmuting herself. It's so cute.
Sorry. Yeah, it took me
Wait a minute. Now I got to go get a chocolate brownie. What's the only rule on this website?
Don't say you're sorry. I just was going to say, you told me about brushing with the WPS and stuff over a year and a half ago, and I have been doing it ever since. I use baking soda to brush with, and then I use the WPS to rinse with, gargle with, and I brush after the baking soda. I brush with the WPS, and I brush 2 or 3 times in a row with the WPS. But I just use the WPS for all of my water rinse and everything with my mouth, like. And you'll never have cleaner teeth. It feels so clean. I brush my tongue with it. Everything. I love it.
Thanks, Robin. So, all right,
yeah,
ladies, let's move along.
Okay, sounds good. So I just mentioned about bentonite clay and how you can cover your body with it. And so remember, these aren't necessarily going to be tips for everybody. But if you ever have, like, just an area that's troublesome and you're new to the program, you know, you might want to mix some of this bentonite clay with some vinegar and see what it does for your body. You have a trouble spot, it might be some clay with vinegar that gets it out. And then liquid bentonite clay from Sunny's brand, that's another wonderful thing. And I put down for sensitive areas of the body because some people, everyone is so different, right? You might have trouble spots in your groin area, or you might have trouble spots like around your nose or your eyes. And we want to be real careful with what we put on there. And so having a bottle of clay around or a container of clay, it's just something that's really good to have. It's really good for cleaning the pores. So any question on clay before we go to scrub?
Okay, hang on a second now. Okay, so clay is 4, right?
No, clay is number 6.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, we're on number 6.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Then don't let me hold you down, girl. Go get them.
Okay, so if anybody has any, yeah, I just wanted to mention that because, well, what's really silly is how that was all that I knew to do in the beginning. I just would cover with clay, and I did all my work around because I worked online, and I was grateful for it, but then the brine was much better. And then, so the body scrubs, and so there's different kind of scrubs that you can do, and I mentioned the borax scrub because this was just a dry scrub. It made my body feel so good, especially like my love handles or the back of my arms. Like, it seemed to be that when you do like a light borax scrub on the body, it removes toxins, or it like pulls toxins from the fatty tissue. Now, you don't do this if your skin is like real thin and raw. But like, if, you know, so you wouldn't want to do it. Borax can kind of wear down your skin. But there was times, even now, I still like once a week, I love to just apply a little borax because it feels so amazing. And if you go to certain like spas, they will actually have similar scrubs. They have a dry scrub that's real similar to borax. And then they have like wet scrubs and they have all this. And so scrubs for the body can be really good. And so let's see what else here. Then there's the baking soda.
Wait a minute. At the risk of getting a laugh or being embarrassed, what will you put it on your love handles? Is that what you said?
Yeah, like, you know, like if you have like the little love, I just remember that when my husband, like sometimes we have a massage table at our house. And so I would ask him, oh, please just give me, we would either do like a complete baking soda covering on my skin, or we would do a complete borax covering on my skin. And I could do it on my own. So like if he was working a lot, but sometimes it was just a gift to me. So he would just like cover it. And so he would lightly like rub in the borax. And those are the areas that I remember it feeling the best. My calves, the back of my arms, and my love handles. Not that they're that big, but just like.
The areas that had the most fatty content.
Yes, Mel, exactly.
Right, okay. And that's because the disease can hide there very well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's kind of interesting. You know, when I was dying and crying and crawling around for all those years, we didn't do any of these things, you know. But, you know, I love people's spirit to have basis to bring it forth. And again, you know, did we have the guiding principles when we were here?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, we have it called the guiding principles, and it's called the Grade 8. It's one of the subheadings on the website. You got to check it out, because when you read them, you're going to smile from ear to ear.
All right, I will definitely check it out. So
we have Tia, another one of my real, real enthusiastic, pay it forward, helping despite her many other challenges. Yes, Tia, dear, what would you like to say?
Thank you, Mel. Thank you, Lady T. Like, there's so much information you're giving. I want to go back and listen to this call again and take notes because I can't even take it all in. But it's so beneficial. So I appreciate you going into depth with each thing. And, yeah, like I said, it's so much I can't even think of it all now. But I do want to make a quick comment for the clay that I know it can be beneficial. And I was thinking, and maybe I'm wrong, I know that some people with health conditions cannot use clay. Does clay, like, also affect can break through the blood-brain barrier?
So, all right, so here's the thing. I believe that clay is, like, one of the most natural things that you can use, and I'm not sure why some people can't use it. I do know this, though, that, like, one thing that why we trust Mel so much, right, is that he knows if you do too much too soon, you'll have that Herxheimer reaction or that healing crisis. Right? So it's like you all are good in good hands here, because if you do too much too soon, you're really going to just feel sicker than a dog. It could just delay your healing. And so I'm not sure at all why using clay on the skin would be harmful for anybody. But clay is an absorbent, right? An adsorbent. And what it does is I saw a documentary once on a bunch of elephants. And every year, once a year, they travel and they go and drink water from this clay pond. And they believe that clay goes into their body and it's an adsorbent, so it pulls out toxins. and it's what they use to keep themselves healthy. And what I like about the Sunny's bentonite clay is that it is the way that it is processed. It's just real special, but you don't have to take it internally. So if you take it internally, I don't believe that it can cross the blood-brain barrier. It's just an absorbent, so it's kind of like activated charcoal. When you take it, it's going to pull out anything that you take it with. So you would never want to take bentonite clay or anything like internally while you're taking like vitamins, or if you're going to take like the liquid bentonite clay. The other thing about clay, and if you look up P&B shakes, it's called Sunny's clay, or it's just called bentonite clay. That's for the B, and then the psyllium is what you would take, because clay and activated charcoal can bind you up. So I know like people who take activated charcoal to kind of like help heal their gut, and they end up really, really constipated, or they have excruciating pain. So anytime that you take an absorbent like that, you're better off taking it with some psyllium. But did you notice that that's not part of Mel's protocol? And I think that that's really important, because we got so many other good things going that we really don't need it. Did that answer your question a little bit?
Yeah, and I'll do some more research. I was thinking for some reason, as an underlying health condition, I couldn't use it. One of my doctors mentioned it years ago, but I'll follow through with that and let you know. And also, so thanks for giving that information. The other last thing I wanted to say quickly was I appreciate you going into the whole, just the description of like how doctors are so confused and how they call this, you know, to be, I forget what you said, but, you know how, yeah, because they all want to say that. One thing I wanted to point out was that my doctor, she doesn't believe in that. She does believe in Morgellon. But she knows that there isn't a treatment. And when I showed her everything on Mel's protocol, she was like, that's the best route for you to take. So she recommended for me to do that. And then another doctor I was seeing before, you know, when it was all crazy when you're first finding everything out, the dermatologist I saw, one said it was that. The other one says, no, it's probably a mite. They were able to pull a mite off my dog and find it. But usually parasites are going to travel in four or more, you know. So they definitely said they found the scabie mite, but that wasn't all that was there, you know. That was all that they could pull off the dog. But one doctor told me, you're going to have a rash, and they're going to try to test your skin there, but chances are the rash is there because the mite has already escaped your skin and has moved to a different location. So everything they're going to do for you, nothing will ever be found.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's a really good point. Really good point. So I'm glad you brought all of that stuff up today. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And I will say this, though. I had very competent doctors. I had doctors who believed me. But you know what they wanted to give me, Tia? They wanted to give me steroids. And thank God I did not take them. And then they kept giving me those chemical creams. And when it went from $45 to $90 for the copay, I walked right back in and I go, I want my money back. I'm not putting this chemical on my skin again. And I did keep the steroids, but I never took them. And it turns out that people who do take this end up hurting their body more in the long run when they do take steroids. But I will say, though, that I really thank God. I didn't have anybody who doubted me. I had very good care. It's just that they don't know, right? Now, on the Joe Rogan show, I don't know if anybody knows the Joe Rogan podcast, but he's got one of the most popular podcasts right now. He even talked about Morgellons and how it's real. So I think that the day is coming where it's going to be fully acknowledged like Lyme wasn't and then Lyme was. But thank you for sharing your story. And it sounds like you have a pretty awesome doctor. Pretty awesome.
All right. Well, I want to say a couple
things. Thank you.
At some point, they will acknowledge Morgellons. And if they go the route that they did with Lyme, they'll come up with some prescription drugs that are going to screw you in the long run more and may not be temporary relief. So don't hold your breath, because they're not going to look at it in the light that it needs to be addressed.
I fully agree.
Okay. Thanks, Tia. Now, go ahead, because we're moving along a little bit better.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Okay. So the next one I put was a baking soda scrub, And I just wanted to mention this, that for who it was that said that they do a baking soda brush and then the WPS, keep in mind that the baking soda is actually a counterbalance to WPS.
Yeah.
So when I was doing my research on it, if you feel like you were feeling sick from the WPS, you would drink baking soda water. And so they do counterbalance each other out, or they cancel each other out. So maybe that's working for you, then you keep doing it. But I know this, that if I've ever just done the WPS rinse and gargle in my mouth, I don't use baking soda for at least an hour or two. But the baking soda is like...
Baking soda, whoa. Baking soda is an antioxidant. You can't use any antioxidants within, I always said, 2 hours. And, you know, John and Peter would yell at me and say 1 hour. And I guess she's adopted the 1 hour. But, you know, I've always erred on the side of caution. So, but I would never put the two together. I mean, that makes no sense. None of it's going to work. That's why the protocol time frame is spaced in such a way, even during the full moon cycle, that there's a minimum of 2 hours between food and WPS. Lunch and WPS. WPS. Because you can't...
And that's why it works.
And you're taking your vitamins when you're taking your food. Okay, go ahead, Jim.
Okay, so the sea salt scrubs, right, a few times a day, you can mix that with baking soda. And so sometimes a little bit of sea salt, right, and you want to get a natural one. It also has that, so you can make your own. But remember I mentioned there was a friend of mine that does too many, like she treats her skin too much. That's in the beginning. That was in tip number one, like don't focus on the skin too much. She's the one who gave me a lot of sea salt scrubs. And they are amazing because they leave your skin nice and oily. And she bought hers from Big Lots. And again, I think that it's also this mental refreshment. And so when I gave all of mine away, so I'm not lying when I say that I tried more than 100 soaps and scrubs and stuff like this. Like I have pictures of them when they'd be lined up in my bathroom or when I would give a whole bag full away. And I just, it's who I am. I would just always explore and I would always buy this and I would buy that. Oh, that's a soap that has clove in it. I'll try it. And it's $12 a bar. Or sometimes it would be on sale for $5. You know, I would just try everything. And so it was so fun to see, like, what didn't work. And it always comes back down to the basics. A lot of those, you know, what they have a lot of marketing and, you know, make all these claims. Nothing. It's Dr. Bronner's. It's these antibacterial soaps. It's just the basics. And so those salt scrubs, if you ever see them, they come in like a...
Stop.
Okay,
we have a relatively new thread, less than 6 months old.
Okay.
More is not better. More is just more. Please, back to the basics.
I love that, Mel. I love that. And so then the activated charcoal is the other one with the scrubs. And so we're almost ready for number 8. And number 8 will be kind of quick because it's just on clean green, which I know that you all cover very well. And we need to, you know, keep Kathy in our prayers as she's grieving right now with the loss of her husband. But before we get to clean green, I just mentioned about the activated charcoal because I recently, like, this is another example of how empowered I feel after going through this nightmare. We have, like, a new puppy, and he's my son's dog, so he's my granddoggy. And then we also have an older Labrador. Well, I was playing with him in February, and I was on my way for a trip in Florida, and we were playing with, like, a tug-of-war thing, and he accidentally, like, scraped his teeth on my fingers. And so I've got these, like, gaping sores on my hand, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I still took my trip. It was just a road trip. Well, I get down there, and my hand is, like, looking infected. And I will tell everybody that I would have gone to the emergency room had I not known what to do. And you know what I did? I got activated charcoal. I opened up like 4 capsules, excuse me, and I put them all over my fingers. Within 2 hours, maybe 3, my whole hand was calm, and I put a little more on, and it pulled out all toxins that were in my fingers. And you can't even see a scar anymore. I didn't have to make a trip anywhere. I didn't have to go to urgent care. And so activated charcoal is something that you should have around the house at all times. Once in a while, I'll do an enema with it, where I just put a little bit in an enema bottle. But activated charcoal is what they use in the ER room if somebody comes in and they drink too much alcohol or they have like an overdose. And so sometimes it just has a lot of helpful things. But you don't want to take it too much. You don't want to interfere with your protocol, and that's why it's not on the protocol. But I did want to mention it can also be good sometimes for skin areas that are real problemsome. And so it can just quiet down a skin area. You have a sore that just won't heal. That might be something that you want to consider trying. Just open up a capsule and kind of put it on there.
Okay, now I did recently because I burnt my pinky, forefinger, thumb on the left hand, and then the backside by the thumb and the forefinger on the right hand, and one of the fingers on my right hand. But you see, from sunburn, I learned if you spray WPS on it, right away the sting goes away. And if you spray WPS on it again, well, boy, right away it starts healing. There's not going to be an infection. And I pulled a tiny little piece of flaming glass out of my thumb, and like that was, I guess, a week ago Thursday, so that's like 9 days now, or 8.5 days because it was at night. And I bought recently, a couple of days later, Tuesday, I guess, an aloe vera plant, which I transplanted this morning, and start applying the aloe. I'm not going to have any scars. So I don't know. I stay as natural as possible. And again, all these things you're bringing, you know, are not anything I even knew about. Okay, I was so busy trying not to die, I didn't do more research than it took to find a cure. And interesting, you say that they took one skin sample or they found one bug or something. I had 1,536 2x3 baggies with skin samples, and I could see what was attached to the skin samples on the inside. And that's how I could tell when it was working. The more things were on the skin, the more they were dying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and I think I don't know if I mentioned this in the 10 tips thing when I mentioned about, like, the brown spots, but and a lot of people might know that I've been up and down with this protocol, but when I finally got serious about it, I'm not lying. Like, this is a true story. My, like, third day back on the full protocol, I had a brown spot on my calf that scabbed. It scabbed, and I showed my husband. I go, I don't know if I should be scared about this or what. Like, I didn't know if it was becoming, like, whatever. And it scabbed, it dried, and it fell off, and it disappeared. It dissipated. Oh, my gosh. Like, this protocol works. And like Mel said, I remember your story about the baggies, Mel. I remember so much. Like, I shared this with Mel before the call. I think I feel like I know him, like, 100%. Because I just hear so much of his stuff. He puts himself out there, and he's dedicated his life to helping people. And it's kind of like, you know, when you listen to someone's podcast, you know so much of their story. And so Mel has become, my husband will sometimes mimic him. Like, this, he hasn't done it for years, but he'd be like, you can't have bread. You can't have sugar. Or, you know, like, in the best way. So I don't think he even knows how much I'm just grateful for him and how grateful I am that I found his sight early in my healing, even though it took me a long time to believe it. And so if anybody's out there and you're new or you're just staying the course and you feel like it's taken forever, yeah, it does take a long time. Stay the course. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't feel like it's not working. You really, really have to stay the course and do what you can. And so any questions before we go to number 8? So we only have 2 more.
All right, take it away.
Okay, so I just want to mention, like, Clean Green is really great, especially for those who have pets. But Clean Green is also good for you. And the one thing I wanted to mention was, I think I mentioned here that I like to make it with 6 parts instead of 7. I really meant 8. I sometimes made it a little weaker because when it's too strong, it was a tiny bit drying. But I think that the Clean Green was something that I underestimated, and I really recommend that people just embrace it for what it is. It's just like Mel said about staying natural. It doesn't get any more natural than that. And I wish that I would have had time, because I would have promoted Clean Green through the early parts of the pandemic when everybody was going crazy for sanitizer, you know, but we can only do what we can do. But I was actually really busy working because my job shifted from driving an hour to now being at home, and I had just had more work. But a little part of me wished that I could. But here's the deal. It doesn't mean I can't later. And just like even where Mel said, thank you, you know, for coming back or whatever. So keep this in mind. Like, one day you all might be coming to share your testimony in a different way. Just because you didn't get to yet, or just because you're not ready to, there's always plenty of time to. And so the next one was just like the baths. I don't know if there was any questions on Clean Green, but I'm going to kind of just assume that we've got that one covered inside of the forum. And I'll let you read like the document on that. But are there any questions on Clean Green, or can I move on to baths?
Okay, well, here we're going to have a fight.
Okay.
So, okay. But you go ahead first.
What did you say?
I said you can go ahead first.
About the baths?
Yeah, I am anti-bath, so...
I know that you are, and I'm going to support you with that 100%, because I just will support you with that. I just put down, like, these were just things that I did for skincare, and an MMS bath might help, but again, I am full support. I don't think we'll have a fight at all, okay?
Okay, well, the only time that I ever tell someone they can have an MMS bath is usually now, used to be 3 to 4 months in, but the disease every year is worse. And with the advent of COVID bringing in a third bioweapon into the atmosphere, co-mixing with lime and Morgellons, and then dropping back down onto earth, the trees, the grass, I mean, it's the food, I mean, the water, I mean, everything. So it's more difficult. And we got to even take them slower than we did back then, because when it's more difficult, the herxes can be bigger. So people here are not allowed to take that kind of a bath until they're 6 to 8 months in. And I know that the sensitivity level is going to handle it. And remember, when I took my first MMS bath, a worm crawled out of my leg. So I've always been afraid that someone's going to drown and their relatives are going to sue me. Not that they're going to get anything, but...
Well, here's the thing. I just want to point out something to everyone who's listening right now, is that this shows you how honest and objective Mel is that he didn't censor my 10 tips. He could have wrote me back and said, hey, kick off the bath. But instead, he left it there because... This I'm telling you, this is for educational purposes, and he let me share my story. And I would actually agree with you 100% that notice how little the bath section is. I don't even recommend that necessarily. I think, again, people spend too much time on it, but it might have brought relief or something. So, but that just shows you how objective you are, Mel. You never censored that. You were just like, hey, just send me your tips. You want to share something? Let's see what it is. Let's go.
Hey,
am I right?
Girl, I've been called the most manipulative, controlling son of a gun on the planet.
Well, you didn't manipulate me on that, and you just let me share from my heart. You know what I mean? And so I appreciate that.
No, honey, I just, you know, the thing is, I can't always be right. Nobody is like that, okay? But boy, I'm going to share what I learned, not from me, okay? Because everything changes. It's most common in life. That's why this protocol's changed. That's why in the last 6 months, we added a new weapon, copper, okay? Because we got something new that kills this parasitic component that didn't exist in a liquid before. That's non-toxic yet, okay? So when you add a new weapon, the old weapons work better, because now the disease has gotten a little bit confused.
Okay.
I want to read you the guiding principles, let you what you want to say in closing, and then let everybody who has a question get it in. The guiding principles, something I don't think we had way back when. Okay, the first one we always had, do no harm. Do no harm. The second one is, everybody's body is different. The third is, it's the sum of the parts, not sum of the parts. S-U-M, not S-O-M-E. And four is slow and steady. I can't help it. It takes a long time. I really can't. But if you try to rush, you'll be here long. Five, better out than in. Man, when it comes out of you, it's dead. Even I don't give a shit if it flies away. I promise it'll be dead soon. Because it needs your body to be alive. You are the place where it lives. Six, mixing protocols can hinder health restoration. Well, you better believe it, okay? Because you're going to create an imbalance. This protocol is designed with a synergy that works. Don't fool with it. It's true. Those who do not give up hope get well. And eight is have faith and perseverance. Trust the Lord. And if we go to the fine nine, the next one is going to be repetition leads to restoration. Amen.
I would add that number nine in right away. I would add that in big time. So.
Well, it took me 12 and a half years to get that one in my own head, so I've only been putting it out for about 6 months, but it really should be there because it's so true. I mean, I tell them it's a real pain in the butt because I tell them the same thing over and over and over.
I know, Mel. We're so resistant. We really are. I think it's a strength of human nature too. We're a little skeptical, so we're not just tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine that comes our way. But sometimes it can be a big hindrance for us to get the light bulb. Or it just can be, it can just take a while. And so my encouragement is to stay teachable and to stay open and to really, like, know that there's a lot of people who are not around anymore because they're gone living their life and they're healthy and they're recovered and they're restored. And are there any closing questions?
Yeah, are there anybody here who has a question or wants to say thank you or anybody, anything right now?
I do. This is Lola.
Ah, okay. This one is a Fandango dancer, and she knows that she makes my heart palpitate. So she doesn't even raise a hand, just comes spits it out. Go ahead, Lola.
Thank you, Mel. And Lady T, thank you for doing this. I know it's Saturday afternoon. I am so close to healing. And I read all of your posts, by the way. When I first met Mel, he said, do some reading, and I read every single post and loved your story. And
well, thank you.
I'm almost 100%. I'm about 95. But one of the things that I'm kind of plagued with is my two dogs. Did your dog have Morgellons, or did you treat your dog?
So when I first got it, I had two older dogs, and I do believe that both of them had it. And so one of them died, like, overnight. He was 14. He died in a weekend, actually. My son took him on, like, too brisk of a walk, I think. But our other one, I was giving him WPS, and it was kind of sad because he was, I think, holding on a little too long. Like, long story short, he ended up passing away, but he had, like, tumors. I'm pretty sure he was majorly infected with it. And then our current dogs are, we adopted a dog, a brown lab, and he was diagnosed with Lyme. We adopted him when he was 3, and he's, like, 5 now. And so I think we helped heal him because I would give him WPS, and he doesn't even need it anymore. So I think that, and then the other one is just fine. But I do think my other two dogs had it, and they still lived to be, 12 and 14. So the one dog passed away at 12, and the other one made it to 14. And we actually had to put him down. He just couldn't even hold his bowels anymore. How old are your dogs?
So I have a 5-pound Yorkie. She is, she's 13.
Okay.
And she's, you know, holding out her own. She's got pancreatitis really bad now, and you know, she's probably not going to live too much longer. And then I have a Labradoodle who is 9. And you know, I was giving them everything, silver, WPS, but I just got nervous. How much WPS do you give your dog, or did you give your dog?
I would just make it in the water to where it had like a hint of yellow.
The little guy, we're not going to do anything. He's got everything, other things going on. Big guy, let's get, how much does the big one weigh, the Labradoodle?
50 pounds.
50 pounds, all right. There you go, Lady T.
No, so you go on that. Like, I just think, also, get them off of all corn diets. Don't buy that junk dog food. Like, really, really, remember that their diet is just as important as ours. And so get them sardines and get them really good food with lots of really good fats. But just get them off of all that bad dog food. Or buy, like, if you're going to buy bad dog food, I think there's a good one from Costco or something. But, you know, and I think that just if you're just purifying their water, treat it like WPS, like you're just making them fresh, clean water. What I had to do was they wouldn't drink it soon enough. So I had to wait, and then I would wait until they were thirsty, and then I would make the water and put it down, and they would just chomp, chomp, chomp it down. So.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Their food, a little bit of DE, diametaceous earth. My friend had a Rottweiler rescue, and she gave her dogs DE all the time. It's normally used with cattle and cows and pets. So if you
wait a minute, human in the room called Mel W. I mean, uses diatomaceous earth once a month to make sure that he cleans out his system.
I do too.
Okay. So but it's not, you know, it's wonderful. It's not something you got to do all the time. It's something that it's like an easy cleanse.
I agree.
The body. And if you had any parasitic components come in on something you ate, well, they're going out.
Yep. Amen.
Ready?
And one more question. Are your symptoms completely gone no matter what? You can eat what you want. You can go out in the heat. Does it come back and then you have to refight it?
No. Okay, so the heat never really bothered me that much. I mean, it did, like, early on. I remember going to a funeral and, like, I was going batty. So that kind of wanes, like, in the process. The one thing that I get is I'll get a couple scratches, believe it or not. Like, I felt one on my calf, like a real paper-thin scratch about 2 inches long, and I felt it, and I go, oh, that has to be just something related to what is still, like, residual.
Right.
And then,
I know what that is.
What is that?
It's a Lyme bar.
Oh, yeah, that's probably what it is. But it doesn't bother me or anything, but, yeah, that's probably what it is.
No, because it's dormant, and your immune system is so strong that it has it completely under control. You just happen to see it, and it's always going to be after you ate something, young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Or that you sweated, one or the other. So you ought to check it out when you see them and think about what you ate for those couple of days and then try to eliminate one thing at a time to see if you can pinpoint it.
Mm-hmm. And you're right, though, because that my husband's doing like a meat and fruit month of and I was eating a little bit more fruit.
It's barbecue, honey. It's barbecue time. Men go wild. It's barbecue time. Men go wild.
But yeah, so any other questions before we wind down here?
No, we got a handful of questions. Okay,
okay.
Next up, I believe, is Lori. Lori, 248. Yep.
Hi. Thank you for sharing. I have been doing the salt. I was just doing the salt and the baking soda. And I really like it, but I was wondering when I did that. Now the WPS, when I spray down with that, then when do you do the salt? When do you do the brine? I mean, if you're spraying down with the WPS, when would you do the brine on you?
Yeah, I think you know you might have to just figure out your own little what you need. So when I was doing those the brine, right? That
mm-hmm.
I remember doing it because I traveled to Canada and I was visiting my sister and I was staying at her cottage and I was like, how am I going to do this? And I just got a little bucket and I poured it over me. But I'll never forget the freedom that I had to go walk on the beach for hours and then come back And so I wasn't really doing a spray down with the WPS. So if the WPS is working for you, then you might not need the brine. I didn't really know about that much, or that might have been a time that I didn't believe in the WPS. And I wish I would have, because, man, that thing can clean your house. You know, but I was just, we're all, like, at different places.
Hey,
so just figure out what you
need. Oh, whoa, the difference between Clean Green, and Kathy is going to be pissed, and WPS is Clean Green relieves fishing. WPS kills this thing. You can spray it on your skin. It's going to open your pores and kill it. And then if you do some kind of exfoliation a little bit after, you're liable to pull more out because you opened the pores and killed it.
Okay. And then the DMSO, I bought that before. I just threw it out before we moved. I didn't have a clue what to do with it. I started to take it, and then I got scared. So I think it's that it cleans engines or something. I couldn't remember. But, I don't know.
Okay, Lauren. New is you got to get over me, like me, being the ugly American. See, we got to research and read, not throw stuff away. But it's all right. I mean, I would have never gotten sick if I had taken my thymic properly. So, I mean, I'm no one to talk. All right, let's move on. Ruth Ann, this is our regional gardener. She's got a garden, okay, so lovely that I've considered murdering her if I'm in the will.
Oh, Mel, you always come up with these things that make me laugh.
That's part of my job, Mom.
Well, I know, but not everybody can do that.
Yeah, well.
Not everyone has the imagination or the ability to do that. Anyway, I just have a comment, basically. We're talking about diatomaceous earth. If you use it, it has to be food grade. There's two different kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Food grade and non-food grade. Don't use non-food grade.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, Ruth. Whoops, what?
I just said thank you for her for pointing that out.
No, we talk about that all the time. Kathy will talk about that when she does her show. I have John, Robert Scott Bell, Kathy, and Tatiana, my representatives. So they all do 3 or 4 shows a year. You know, and we always talk about all this stuff. Let's see what we can get out of Yolanta. Go ahead, Yolanta.
I have a question for the DE. How do you take that to cleanse your system out?
Mel, do you want to go with that one first?
Diatomaceous earth, how do you take it?
Yes, like how many scoops do you put into water?
Well, I usually will use a tablespoon, but that's because I'm 200 pounds. I don't know many people my age 200 pounds anymore. They're mostly shriveled up.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're smaller, you might consider a teaspoon because, you know, you don't want a flush that's so uncomfortable. And then what do I mix it in? Well, quite frankly, you're not going to like this, and I'm not recommending you do this. I put it in coffee. I put it in water. I put it in a lemon juice water I make. I mean, you know, you want to get it into your system. I think you need some fluids. Go ahead.
Yeah, I recommend a lot of water. So when I was first researching a lot about this, I did come across a lady who made a series of videos about how to cleanse with DE. And so she said you take the diatomaceous earth and you take like a half a teaspoon one day. Then the next day you take a teaspoon. And on your third or fourth day, you take like 2 teaspoons heaping. And then you take a half a teaspoon and you're done. So she recommended that you let your body get used to it. But I just take a nice big heaping teaspoon, kind of like Mel said, and I take it with a big glass of water because I think it needs water to move it through. And
yeah.
It's amazing. It is amazing what it does. It can just, like Mel said, it just pulls things out with it because, it, like, any parasites will get absorbed by it because it slices and cuts them because these are diatoms that are ground up. So the food grade kind.
Yeah, but I don't know if we would go for the, we're talking about people that are Herxin already. And if we did that lady's protocol, they might, you know, be on the toilet all day and run out of hidey-tidy toilet paper.
You might be right. See, and that's where, you know, I want to remind everybody to kind of
slow
like,
and steady.
Yes, go slow and steady.
All
and
right.
Like, and do no harm. Like even the lady earlier who said, "Oh, I tossed the DMSO." That's an example of, "Hey, I don't know what to do, so I'm not doing it." That's what he just reminds you of. Like, do no harm. Go slow. And this is, we mentioned before, this is educational purposes. This is so that you can make informed choices about your body and you can be your own physician. And you can work with doctors in tandem. You can do all these other things. But it is so empowering. And so listen to your body. Take it one day at a time, 1 hour at a time. And don't mull over, "Oh, my gosh, how this happened to me." Say, "No, thank you that this happened to me," because your quality of life is going to be just amazing. You are cleaning out your terrain in a way that you couldn't, no other way. In no other way.
All right. I think that if there are no other questions, we're going to say two things that I'm pretty sure of. We're all grateful to Lady T, and we'll all, you know, consult with myself and John if there are things you want to try. And we'll make sure that, you know, we believe that your body is ready to handle what might be the consequence of whatever it is you're going to do. But, and the second thing is, Lady T will be back. In fact, she's volunteered to help me do something which may bring some funding to the He Cures All Foundation. So I'm really happy that she's back. I'm really happy that she feels the way that she feels about me, because I was pretty tough on her, I'll tell you. Here she is, and saying, "All is forgiven," and she loves me. And her husband quotes me, "Most men hate my guts."
Well, I don't want to, like, I don't want to sound over cheesy here, and I'm kind of getting a little teary-eyed, but, like, Mel, I really thank you so much for being out on the internet and out there, because I know for a fact that Logos products and this protocol with the MMS or the WPS, whatever you want to call it, this stuff works, and this is the best stuff going. And I don't think I shared this with anybody, but I tried to make my own little protocol, like Mike did from, you know, Mordellin's The Mundane Approach. And it was almost the same exact, and it wasn't working the same. And it was almost the same exact money. But, like, I know this stuff costs a lot, everybody. And to try to save money, I was, like, hodgepodging it here, and I'd get this, and I'd get that. And guess what? It was nothing but a headache. And it was, like, more expensive, or it was about the same. And the little bit I might have been saving at different times, it wasn't worth it because it wasn't working. It didn't have the synergy. And, like, even, you might not realize this, but even the Logos products, they've been modified a slight little bit since I've been around. That's because John, he's still teachable. Like, I think in one of his supplements, he added a tiny bit of betaine, right, just so it's more absorbable, or Bioprene. Like, this is a man that is constantly improving his formulas if he can. Sometimes you leave well enough alone, like the glandulars and all the stuff that's in the thymus formula, but these are people, they're the real deal, and I really mean that with all my heart, that you guys can trust this. And if I can save anybody from wasting a couple years like I felt like I wasted, if I could just remind you to kind of stay the protocol, that would be a lot of satisfaction for me, because I feel like I did waste a little bit of time. And I know that everything, you know, happened for a reason, and I might have needed that. But just kind of trust the protocol, trust the process, and like Mel said, check with him before you're adding anything else in, because it really is about keeping you sane and keeping you refreshed, and he knows what could make you feel clobbered or what could make the Herx overreact and things like that. So definitely, like, check with them, even if it's just a quick email. And thank you again, Mel, for just letting me share from my heart and not censoring me. And I hope that that's just a testament to how you are here for educational purposes, and you're here to just share what you can and from your heart, and to make people better or help people get better.
Well, you know what the number one helper is?
God?
Well, yeah. I wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for him. The devil's tried to kill me 11 times, and cats only have 9 lives. All righty. Well, again, you know, there were great moments in a career, okay? When the boy with leukemia got well and his mother was crying, that was a great moment for me. People who come back and are willing to share, who even if they thought I was brutal when they were here, realized that I just am who I am. Can't help it. But it's my only purpose is to get everybody better. It's all I'm here on earth to do, is help people restore their health. So I can't thank you enough, because you've made another great moment in my life, and I appreciate that. So I'd like everybody on the count of three to say thank you, Lady T, knowing she'll be back, okay? And then I just want to give you a brief what's coming up. All righty. 1, 2, 3. Thank you, Lady.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Truly my pleasure, everybody.
All right. Don't forget tomorrow, prayer and fellowship and the worst jokes you ever heard. Remember that horrible joke I told you last week from my great-great-grandchild? Oh, Henry, you know, the one who's always in trouble, just like his grandpa. All right, he told me another joke. I did on my best friend, he hung up on me. So get ready tomorrow, after prayer and fellowship, the worst joke you ever heard.
Okay. Mel, I'd like to talk to you before we hang up. It's Jesse.
Okay, so just stay here. If you need to talk to me when everyone else goes, stay here and we'll set it up to get that chance. God bless you all. Thank you. And Lady T, you are the bomb, dear.
Oh, well, my pleasure. And thank you so much. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. What a great group we had today, boy. What a huge call. All right, hang on a second now. All right. Okay, so we got, let's see. We got Jesse, okay, we got Tia, and we got Paul and Diane, yes?
Yeah, I'm still here, Mel.
All right, you go ahead first, Diane.
Okay, Mel, I had talked to you a couple weeks ago about the stinging at the tip of the tailbone, and I've been using the alcohol rub, the 91% alcohol.
Yeah.
And I just wonder, it's better, but it's still waking me up at 5 o'clock in the morning, stinging. If there's something else.
Whoa. What time are you going to sleep?
I go to sleep around 11 or midnight.
Too late, sweetie.
Is it too late?
Whoa. Stop. You're missing out on what's called REM sleep. REM sleep is the only time the body can heal to its maximum effectiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You need to start learning how to adjust life just a hair bit and get to bed early. Then when you wake up at 5 o'clock, it really won't bother you as much. Now, that's not the answer. But the answer is, honey, until it's gone, it ain't gone. And if it's better, okay, good. Now, You know, this is a question that send me an email and I'll shoot it off to Lady T, to John and Robert Scott Bell and see what everyone has to say.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, of course you can. But you got to do it, because if you think I'm going to remember, you're crazy. It's never going to. I can't remember things. I need emails. They go in your file. They go where I tell you they're going to go. The sooner you send it, the sooner I send it. Nobody works on the weekends but me, so it waits till Tuesday usually.
Okay. All right. I'll shoot you an email.
Book up. Please fail.
All right. Anything else?
Nope. That's it.
All right, dear. You have a good day. And tell Paul I give him a big hug, even though he's a tough torto.
He's a tough.
Yeah, I know he's tough, sweetie. Don't worry. But I know you know how to handle him, so no worries.
Those spy guys are a little aloof.
Yeah, truly, truly, truly. All right, well, have a good day and have a great weekend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Tia, you're next.
I'm
going to mute. Go ahead, Tia. I muted her.
No, that's fine. I have a couple things. If you'd like to call me back when you're done talking to Jesse, that'd be totally good.
No.
Okay. Well, first of all, amazing call. Thank you. And secondly, I just wanted to talk to you about scheduling a Saturday call that we were talking about earlier this week.
All right, let me turn the conference call off. Well, go ahead. I'll put it on tape. Go ahead. When do you want to do it? Next Saturday? You ready?
Next Saturday. I need to look at my schedule, but...
Yeah, well, go ahead
maybe,
right now. But, hey, you know me. It's New York. Let's go.
Well, I never know my schedule, but it's either going to be next Saturday or the Saturday after. I don't know what you've got booked already.
You're on tape, so do you want to make it the 27th, chicken? You're not ready next week. It's okay. 27th. It's on tape. Say yes or no.
Yes or no.
No. Say yes or no.
I know. Yes is fine.
Okay, good. Now, have you gotten together with Robin on tomorrow's prayer?
Yeah, we're going to finish it. Fishing up tonight.
Okay, good. So. All right, girl. Anything else I can do for you?
Nope, that's it. Have a good day.
You have a good day. Did you get your meds this month yet?
I have not yet, but I'll check mail today.
They're in the mailbox.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Jess. You and I can.
How are you?
I'm good.
How are you today? Yeah. So I'm miserable, right? So I had a Lyme test done last week, another one. So maybe I'll have that this week, and that'll help. But you know these ears.
Hey, whoa,
stuff,
whoa! Time out. You don't need a Lyme test. I already told you had Lyme.
Oh, I didn't know if you did say I did or not. I know you said Morgellons and Candida.
Lyme. Chronic.
Yeah. Okay.
Lyme.
Okay.
An advanced case.
Okay. Okay. My ears. Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably going wild, and it's driving you crazy.
It hurts so bad. I'm trying to work. Is there anything that's going to help? And I don't know if I should quit taking these steroids.
You heard today about the steroids and all this.
No, I wasn't on. I just heard part of it. I was at work this morning.
Okay.
So I didn't hear everything. I just heard her say it was bad.
Hey. Then you'll play the call again
when
you have a chance after Monday. It'll be in then Monday.
Okay, let me ask you this. I'll listen to that after Monday, but can you give me a rundown on what's happening? So, like, I just started the second month. I've just started the Candida Red, and it seems like when I started that Candida Red is whenever everything really got bad, right?
Yeah, you're now killing the disease, and it's trying to come out.
So that'll happen for a while.
Yeah, and it's normal, and it gets worse for a while, depending how sick you really are. Hey, come to prayer tomorrow and ask these questions of the girls that are in front of you.
Okay. And
you're
then
not
let me ask you.
Houses on Sunday, are you?
No, I'm off tomorrow.
Good.
I
come
Saturday
to prayer
about
and ask these questions of people who are in front of you who are women.
Well, I never know what to ask because I don't know what I can say. You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
I wouldn't tell them I had freaking spiders coming out of my ear.
Okay.
But I'd
okay.
ask other questions. I told you that.
Okay.
John, can't handle it, okay? He never had it, so he doesn't really still get it 13 years later, okay?
Right. So
Peter,
just kind of keep that to myself.
Peter,
I'm having a lot of trouble.
Peter, whose life I saved. When he had a freaking gun to his head on the first time I called him, and I got him all better, and then he used to scream at me because I talk about parasites. So, sweetie, I know what you got is possible. Because I almost died twice. I had worms coming out of my legs, okay?
Yeah.
So, hey, But the rest of these kids don't have it as bad as you do, and as many different things wrong with them as you do that would compound the situation to make it a fucking worse nightmare than it actually is.
It is. It's a nightmare. It is a true nightmare.
You're going to suffer more than the average human being. But when you learn that certain experiences, despite the fact that they're mind-boggling, are actually good for you, you'll relax a little, which will help make it less intense. Your anxiety magnifies the situation.
I know it. I know it.
I know
and
you.
I had a handle on it, but then I was getting a handle on it. But now it's gone again because, you know, that candida rate is really working. Okay, now one more question. 20 diseases that the protocol helps. Where do I find that?
Okay, go to Good News for Toxic Disease Sufferers.
Okay.
Okay, you have to put it in the search engine. Good News for Toxic Disease Sufferers. And ultimately it will come up. And then you scroll down for over a year. Let's see what happens if I just put Good News in. Might bring it up quicker because it's less words. And the search engine, the more words, the slower. And the more things that come up. So Good News may bring that up in the top 1, 2, or 3. Then you click on it. Then you scroll down for a year until you see the post. Good news about my daughter. Good news. Here we go. The third one. Good news for toxic disease sufferers. Only put in good news. Then, hold on. I'll get down where it is. Okay. It was about a year ago or 2 years ago. Maybe 2 years ago. Okay. I have no idea where it is, but it's in here, and it was written by Donna.
Donna? Okay.
Good news, and it talks about, I really don't know where it is, okay, and I don't really want to spend time myself.
No, I'll find it. I've been trying to find it, so.
It talks about, there's about a week worth of information about marijuana oil and how wonderful it really is, and then there's the 20 diseases that people claim they've restored their health from on this basic protocol. It takes time. You heard that girl today. It takes time. Everybody who gets well says it takes time. You're in the beginning. It's going to get worse if you get better.
I know. It's just so hard sometimes.
Hey.
So hard.
You got it in you, man. Nobody could clean houses and have this disease. You're strong. Now just bear down and grin it. If you want to get well, you're going to pay a price that's a nightmare. End of story.
Bye.
I'm off. I'm out of here. I got to get to the post office. Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.